Researching the history of my own family in Aotearoa, New Zealand since 1840, I have been struck by the realisation that my ancestors were more bicultural than I am. In the 1840s and well into the 1850s, Pākehā were a minority in the population and had to engage with the Māori world. Many spoke te reo, at least to some degree, and must have had some familiarity with tikanga Māori, values and ways of doing things. But commonplace, everyday cross-cultural engagement had long disappeared by the time I was born in the mid-20th century. These days, while many or most non-Māori New Zealanders can point to Māori people they are friends with, work with, or are related to, for many of us, these relationships take place solely in the Pākehā world. Some have no awareness that there is a distinct Māori world, or no interest in it. Others are aware of te ao Māori, but have no way to approach it, or are afraid to do so. This chapter centres on how connections to te ao Māori were made in the lives of the people in this project, and some of their key insights into what is required of non-Māori in setting out on this path. There is a beautiful and poignant passage at the beginning of an article, The Unseen World, that Pa Henare Tate wrote back in 1990. We shake hands. I say, kia ora. You say, kia ora. And unless you're Māori or we're in a Māori setting, this is usually followed by a conscious effort on my part to contain the urge to press noses with you. For a Māori, the hongi is a physical expression of our meeting on a spiritual level. My wairua, spiritual self, greets yours. The hongi is the key to a free flow of emotions based on mutual trust and goodwill. The breath of life enters and leaves through the nose. The practice of hongi with the deceased at a tangi is a physical acknowledgement that the wairua has indeed departed its mortal coil, the nose being the final part of the body to turn cold. But back to you and me. The Māori in me says, go ahead. But somehow, the conventions and the times in which we live dictate something else. There is an uneasiness. I see it in your eyes. I feel it in your hand. Your wairua and mine do not sit comfortably together. We have merely acknowledged each other's presence. Even after 150 years, we still choose merely to coexist. Come, feel the warmth of my nose. The scene Pa Tate describes is a perfect example of the ways in which we can live alongside each other without us non-Māori ever really engaging with the Māori world. As he says, we merely coexist. How does this work, and what maintains this situation?